An Islamic scholar who urged his followers to fight a holy war against the United States was sentenced today to life in prison. Ali al-Tamimi was convicted in April on 10 counts, including attempting to aid the Taliban. NPR's Larry Abramson has been following the case, and he joins me now. Larry, can you first refresh us on the details of this case?
Sure, Renee. Ali al-Tamimi is a cancer researcher. He's a U.S. citizen who lives in Northern Virginia. But he also spent a lot of time writing theses about how Muslims should live in the Western world and on other sort of five fine points of Islam. After September 11th, he made some speeches to some of his followers, to some of the people who looked up to him, particularly at a gathering on September 16th, where he told people that sort of dark times were coming for Muslims in the United States, that they might want to move overseas. And the government said that he basically urged them to fight a holy war against the United States to support Mullah Omar, the leader of the Taliban in Afghanistan. Nine of those followers actually made preparations to do just that. Some of them actually got over to Pakistan. They never got to Afghanistan and underwent some terror training in preparation to do just what he told them to do. Nine of them were convicted and sent to jail. And then afterwards, the government prosecuted al-Tamimi for urging them to do that and saying that that basically encouraging those acts was a crime.
And in court this morning, Tamimi continued to insist he was innocent. What was his defense?
His defense, first of all, was that speech cannot be a crime, that the First Amendment allows him to say that he hates the West, for example, which he and his defense attorneys admitted that he did, that he basically objected to U.S. foreign policy, that he believed that the way U.S. Policy in Israel and the Mideast was working was wrong, but that all of that was protected speech and that he could say those things. He also said that he was basically telling people that life in the United States was going to be very difficult for Muslims after September 11th, which is true, according to a lot of people. And so he was telling them that they should consider moving overseas and that this was an Islamic thing to do, that it was okay to do these things, but that he really wasn't urging anybody to engage in violence, that he never picked up a gun himself, and that he's not responsible for what other people do with his words. And he continued to insist on that. In fact, he made a motion to overturn his verdict after his conviction, saying that he was unfairly persecuted as a Muslim, that he was being smeared by somebody, by a prosecutor, who didn't really understand Islam, who basically said that a scholar like Tamimi would lie to the jury because he believed it was okay to lie to non-believers. But obviously neither the jury nor the judge bought that argument.
Well, if Tamimi appeals, can he make a free speech or a freedom of religion argument?
Well, he's going to try. And again, as I said, his lawyer made an argument in court this morning that the whole case should be thrown out because he pointed to some statements that the prosecutor made indicating, as I said, that that Tamimi would lie. And he's saying, well, you can't smear somebody and say that his religious beliefs are going to cause him to lie in court. You have to focus on the facts. Other prosecutors say if somebody is religiously motivated, it's okay to bring up those motivations when you're trying to prove that the person engaged in a crime. Whether it's religion or greed that drives you, those motivations are still relevant to be brought up in court.
Now, it's not just Tamimi's argument. I mean, this case has raised a number of concerns about whether it impinges on free speech, hasn't it?
Well, the government has been trying to get to cut off all support for terrorism in this country, and they're doing that by going after people who lend any sort of support, whether it's some expert advice or even urging people to wage jihad without telling them how to do it. So it was controversial because it was focused on speech, and it was very far away from engaging in actual terrorism, and some people feel like it's going too far to prosecute somebody who never really put their hands on the gun or financed terrorism directly.
NPR's Larry Abramson. As we've learned, Islamic scholar Ali al-Tamimi was sentenced today to life in prison for urging his followers to fight a holy war against the United States.